Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Lamed Ches in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Lamed Zayin Mabez as we continue here relating to the names. Elu Heim HaMamunim, the Mamunim that were appointed to all of these positions in the Beis HaMikdash to take care of the Chosamos and to take care of the Halbasha and the Kinim and the doctor and all the different jobs. So the last point we spoke about Ben Gever on the Ilas Sha'arim, and we spoke about the cruise. Just spent one point about the cruise that I didn't get to. So the machlokas about Kriyas HaGever, what that means in the Mishnah in Yuma, whether it's a person or whether it's the rooster. But the Mefarshim here point out about how loud it was. So the Gemara says that Agrippas heard it from 8 parsos away, and he was in shock, so loud, and that's why he gave him a present, gave him a tonos harbe, because he realized it was so loud. The Farshim note that if you look in the Ketiklan Chavitin on the bottom right, after Kolosh al Gvini Cruz, how you shomen asara parsos, even though Gvini Cruz was heard 10 parsos away, because it says in Tamid, from Yericho, the king happened to be there in this time. You're right, it might have been heard even further, but the king happened to be there at that time, and that's why he gave Matanis at that time. But we've quoted in the past on that Mishnah in Yericho. The Mishnah there in Tamid says all these special things that happen. In Yericho, they smelled the Ketores. And in Yericho, they heard the Gvini Cruz. And in Yericho, this and in Yericho, that. So you might say that the Mishnah just means all the way till Yericho, they heard it. All the way until Yericho. But if you look in the Pirush HaRavid on Maseches Tamid, which might not be the same Ravid, right? Some say it's not the same Ravid as the Ravid on the Rambam. There were a couple of Ravids. But if you look in the Ravid on that Mishnah, he quotes Adeya. He quotes from Mori HaRav HaChassid. I'm not sure who this Ravid is. We don't know who his Revi is. But he quotes Mori HaRav HaChassid Zal, to Kol Hanach, this is in the back of Tamid on that Mishnah, to Kol Hanach Tatani Shayu Nishman Miyericho Maisa Nisim Hayu. It was all a miracle. V'davka Hayu Biyericho Nishma. The low bishard studim. It wasn't all the way from Yerushalayim to Yericho. It was Dafkin in Yericho. Mipreshi Yericho haisa kemo Yerushalayim. Wow. Yericho was like Yerushalayim in a certain sense. Mipreshi hi haisa tchilas kibush eretz Yisrael. It was the first place that Bnei Yisrael conquered. Ukemo de trumas dagon sarech litrom, just like this truma from the field, ke nitrama eretz Yisrael atzma. Yericho is the truma. It's the first place that we conquered. And that's why you weren't allowed to take any of the spoils. It was all to Hashem. Ubishil kach hitrima Yoshua lios hechrima, it says hitrima, Yoshua lios kodesh. Lefichach hikamo Yerushalayim v'hayu nishma'in ba'kol hanach tektani. Kedei sheyargishu b'nei adam sheb'yericho yeshbo kein ksas kedusha kamo b'Yerushalayim. Wow. So we know that there's a little ksusha there. Lefichach be'elo yoser mishar advarim. Bnei shekol elo advarim kol shar agadol tzilzal gvini cruz heim tchilas avodas ha'mamidas akonam avodasam lovim duchanam v'day bahanach v'chulu. That's the rivet on the Tumit. So Yericho is a little bit. Amazing that bizman hazeh, there are no Jews that live in Yericho. Zero. Right? There was never an issur of Jews living in Yericho. Right? There was an issur of rebuilding Yericho. Right? And that's what Chiel did, and he lost his sons. But that is just a ha'ara on the distance that the Gemini Cruz was heard. Again, it was 8 parsos in our Gemara. The Tikkun Chadin here quotes the Gemara in Tamid that it was even 10. Okay, we continue where we are up to. Three lines from the bottom. Ben Babi Alapakia. He was in charge of the wicks. What did he do with the wicks? Shayim Mizaveg Esapsilos. He adjusted Mizaveg. What does it mean? He made them thick or thin. On the Pnei Moshe, not here, but back on the Mishnah, says the same amount of oil was put into the cups on the menorah every night. It had to last the whole night. But the summer nights are much shorter than the winter nights. So how do you make sure that it all finishes exactly in the morning? You make thicker wicks or thinner wicks. It's a thicker wick, it absorbs more oil and it burns faster. So he adjusted that in the summer months, in Tammuz, it was thicker wicks. And in the winter, it was thinner wicks. That's what the Pnei Moshe says back on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. P'tkufas Teves haya osa osan dakos, because it was a long night. U'p'tkufas Tammuz avos, k'dei sheyidlo kashir echad, belelos aruchos uksaros. So it will all have enough oil exactly for the whole night. That's what he did. Mezavik, he adjusted it to be exactly what was needed. Good. So other pshatim on this, but we'll continue. Rabbi Yosa, ala kufra, one time Rabbi Yosa came to kufra, ba, mimanaya, aleon parnasin. He wanted to appoint a leader, a leader to take care of all different tzarchi tzibur. So the Pnei Moshe here says, vayimavakish lahakim lahem mimunim uparnasim, sheyashgichu al tzarchi v'osik v'eski tzibur. He needed to, wanted to say, but leave, but look, kilomine, nobody wanted the job. Nobody wanted the job. Was this a good thing or not a good thing? Look, Kim Lumine, says the Karbon Eida, She'ezek Fodan. It was beneath their kafid. This shuffle me, this is a menial type of job. I don't want to be in charge of this. It was beneath them. The other Mefarshim say, no, maybe it was L'Shem Shemaim. Right, you see on the Tiklan Chazatin, Look, Kim Lumine, Mishum Usna es Harabanus, as Chazal say. Don't look for positions. V'ratu Levrach, but not kafid. O Inami, Chardush Li Kashlu. They were scared they were going to make a mistake. Right, they were scared that that's good for the person that we want to be the leader. Right, that's they say the story that the guy the shochet goes to the rebbe and says, rebbe, I'm stopping to be a shochet. Why is I being a shochet? He says, I'm too nervous. There's too much. There's the five psule shchita and there's and I'm bimachal and avela. It's too much yira. He says, you know, we dafka need you. What if you think that's you know, the guy who thinks, okay, fine, let's do it, shochet, good. That's the guy that we don't want. So here, that we do want. So, but anyways, he tried to get them to be a Parnas, and he didn't want. So, al va'amar kuman. So he said to them, no, ben bavi alapakia, look in our Mishnah, right? Even if you're just doing the wicks, you call that a lowly profession? It gets it to forevermore, right? Ben bavi made it into the Mishnayos. Uma imzeshen isman alapsilas, if a guy was just appointed. If a man is appointed to just the wicks, zachalihi manosim gdoli ador, he's zochet to be along with the gdoli ador. Atem shatem ismanim alchay nefashis. You're there to take care of life issues for the society. Lakoshikin, surely you'll be remembered litova. And therefore, please jump at the opportunity. What do you mean nefashis? But the Tikkun Chavitin says, shetoche hakol, v'hamitzvah rabba, v'roi lahachnis es asmo bazeh. Right? You jump into it if you could save a life. Save a life, being right, saving spiritual lives, saving physical lives, helping people—that is nothing greater. Good. Ben Arza ala tziltzel. Right, this is an unusual large daf in Yerushalmi Shkalim, the world. Okay, so we got a lot to do here, but as you'll see, it's stories that are parallel to the Bavli also. So Ben Arza ala tziltzel. So he's the one Ben Arza. He's in charge of the cymbal and the musical instruments. Like it says there, the Mishnah Tamid describes that the Levium used to sing at the same time as the Nisach HaYayin took place. But the Kohen's on top of the Mizbeach, he's pouring the wine on the southwest corner. Remember there were two cups there, one for wine, one for water. Water was only used on Sukkos. So there was wine there, and he's pouring the wine, and as he's pouring the wine, the Levium is singing. Levium is singing their songs during the Nisach. But the Levium can't see on top. They can't see what's going on because they're on a duch and they can't see on top of the Mizbeach. So you have to have a sign. So what do you do? So they have flags. Tanina Taman, Heinefasgan, the Skan Kohen Gadol. That's only if the Kohen Gadol is doing the Nisuch, then the Skan Kohen Gadol is his assistant. If not, it could be any Kohen. So Heinefasgan Besudarin, the Skan waved this Sudarin because the people on the bottom couldn't see, but when they saw the waving, they said, okay, now it's time to start singing. V'hikish benazah betziltzel, and benazah knew, okay, start the music and start the singing, because now that is happening. Right, we're familiar with the Sudarin more from the Gemara in Sukkah, towards the end of Sukkah, around an Aleph or so, about the Sudarin in Alexandria. Maybe we'll talk about that soon, that they used to wave to know the shuls were so big, they couldn't tell when to say Amin. Good. Hugdas ben Levi alashir. So Hugdas was involved in the music, not just the musical instruments, but the voice. Amr of Achab, Ni'ima Yaseira Haya Yodea. He had an unbelievable voice. V'amr Olav al Hugdas ben Levi, they said about him, Shaya Manim Eskolo Bezemer, He used to make his voice beautiful. Ukshaya no eats goldlo betoch pif. He somehow, he put his thumb into his mouth. Hayamoti kamamine zemer. He was able to do like all different notes, coming out of his mouth, by sticking his thumb in. Vahayu echav akonim nizkarin lo bas rosh. They used to like jump backwards. Like, whoa, they were in shock. Like, from the beauty of the sound, they had to stop and take it in. That's Mine Zemer, the song, that was sung. Was so beautiful. Song comes up in davening, right? Psuke de Zimra, right? Psuke Zemra. Zemra is a song. We're supposed to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is there halacha that you're supposed to sing Psuke de Zimra? There's no halacha. But singing Psuke de Zimra. Except one part. You're supposed to sing. We don't. But it's good. We should make a tune for it. Mizvah L'Soda. The Shulchan Aruch says Beferish. Shulchan Aruch Hasibin Nun Aleph and Aruch Chaim says, Ein Omrim Azmiros, Bimarutza ki and benachas. Say it slowly. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. Say Psuke de Zimra slowly. Right? And that's also something that we should try to be careful with. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shalo yidalik shum teva velo yavliyem. Not to skip one word or to swallow one word. Elo yotzi mi piv ki ilo monem maos. Right? That to, like you're counting money. After counting money. They once asked the big rabbi, why do you daven so fast? He's like, I count money fast. Right, so he says, but generally most of us count money carefully. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Say it slowly. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Mizmar Lasoda Yesh La Amra Bin Negina. Sing it. Sing Mizmar. That's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Shekal Ashiros Asidos Libadal Chutmi Mizmar Lasoda. All songs are going to be batel except for Mizmar Lasoda. It's a quote from the Rishonim, right? To sing Mizmar Lasoda. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And you don't say it on Shabbos Yontif. Okay, all the other halachas at Mizmar Lasoda. But what other part of davening does the Shulchan Aruch say, sing it? You have to have a tune. There's a minhag to sing many parts of davening. But the Shulchan Aruch says to sing Mizmar Lasoda, but they sung during the Nesachim. Weiter. Beis Garmu, Maisa Lachma Panim. So the Mishnah says Beis Garmu was appointed, that family, to the Maisa Lachma Panim. They knew the science. Beis Garmu, Hayibaki, and Maisa Lachma Panim. They were expert in making the lechem apanim, a special type of, you know, the breads that were on the shulchan. Uberidiaso, and taking it out of its mold. That was the tricky part, without it falling apart. But they didn't want to teach anybody. They wanted to keep it for themselves. You know, family secrets. There are certain families that you have to marry in to get the recipe. Right? This is a family secret. Shalchu behevi umnim Alexandria. The Chazal were very upset that they were keeping it in the family. So they went to bring expert chefs from Alexandria. And they were able to do the lechem apanim. But they weren't good at taking it out of the mold and it used to fall apart. And it wasn't good. So Chazal said, okay, just get Beis Garmu back. Beis Garmu, hayumasikin mi befnim verodim v'chutz. Beis Garmu knew the trick. They didn't take it out of the mold until it was outside the oven and cooled off a little bit and it was whole and it was baked fully. V'lo ha'isim isapeshes, then it didn't fall apart. V'elu, these umanim that they got from Alexandria, hayumasikin mi befnim verodim mi befnim. They took it apart even inside the oven before it was totally finished. V'ha'isim isapeshes, so it fell apart. So therefore, that's how you see. So the Chacham didn't know what to do. They got these people and they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. Let's just finish this story. Once Chazal realized this, Amru, they said, you know, we have to acknowledge everything that Hashem created is for His covet. Meaning, we have to, question what it means in this context, but we have to make the bread beautiful. And if it means, okay, only this family knows, what can we do? So Shalcha Acharam, they sent back to Beis Garmu. Could you please come back? They didn't want to come. Oh, you insulted us. You got somebody else. Achakaflu lamschar, until they doubled their payment. Shneimasar mana hayunolim. They used to take 12. Vnasu lahem esrim ba'arba. Rebuked Omer esrim ba'arba hayunolim. Vnasu lahem arba'im vishmona. 48. Amru lahem. The rabbis asked them. Ibnei mat einatem rotzim lilmod. Why don't you want to share it? Teach it to other people. So what they said was, and maybe Chazal didn't trust them, but what they said was, Amru lahem misarasi biyadenu. Me'avoseinu, Shabbai says, Zalasidli Charev, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Shol Yomudu Acherim, V'yosim Kein Lefnei Avodah Zarah Shalohen. If it's too public, then everybody's going to know this secret, and they're going to be able to make the Lechem upon him to Avodah Zarah. So we're keeping it as private as possible. So they said, L'shem Shemayim reason. As we'll see, that is the point. And one last detail. Bidvarim Halolu Maskir Nosol Shvach. Even though in the Mishnah, Chazal were upset that they kept it privately, but there was one thing that they did do, and the Chazal were happy about. Shalo yatsa biyad b'neim pas nekiyem e'olam. their own family, when the kids went to took their lunches to school, they never had the fancy bread like the lechem aponim bread. People shouldn't think that, oh, they took some of the dough from the lechem aponim and gave it to their kids. Therefore, they were above any type of chashad. Interesting discussion. There's a question in the Rishonim. This Gemara appears in Yuma Lamed Ches. The same Gemara appears, all of these stories appear in the Bavli, Yuma Lamed Ches Aman Aleph. And all the Rishonim there, wasn't there a nace with the lechem upon him? There was a nace with the lechem upon him that it stayed fresh the whole week. So why wasn't there a nace that didn't fall apart? It fell apart? The whole thing was a nace. So, 2 days. The Tosfos Yishonim, there on the page, there in Yuma, he says, "V'alpa bishaya lechem cham ki yomi lacho mikol makom mashe efshar bidei adam lo haya kadosh baruch hu rotzel lasakin." The nisim didn't take place if you could do your shtablus. If you could do your shtablus, I'm not going to give you a nace for it. To keep it fresh the following week, okay, that's not going to happen. So that's why Hashem did that. But this, you bake it and you learn how to do it. So Hashem's not going to give us a nace for that. One answer. The Ritva quotes that answer. Often the Ritva and the Tosfos Yishonim and Yuma are similar. But he quotes also another answer that says, maybe this was during, only by his, there's a chiluk, some Rishonim say by his Rishon, by his Sheni. The Nisa might have only been by his Rishon, not by his Sheni. Or at times when we weren't following Ritzon Shel Makom. Yesh Shapirish had the hub is man shaloya osim Ritzon Shel Makom, lo haya nes lechem apanim, liosocham kiyom biyomi lacho. That's the Ritva there in Yuma. So that was the first discussion of Beis Garmu. Let's get to the parallel discussion. Beis Avtinus al Maisa Ketores. Beis Avtinus, they knew, they are expert in Maisa HaKetores. So Beis Avtinus, how you begin, Bepita Maktores. They were experts in Pita Maktores, in the creation of the Ketores. Ubim Ma'ala Ha'ashan, and this special type of herb that when it burned, the smoke went straight up. Ma'ala Ashan. Right? Nobody knew what it was and how to prepare it. V'lo Ratzel Lamed. And they didn't teach anybody. Shalcho Veviu Umnimi Alexandria. We'll have to get back to Alexandria. They sent Lechora, these were Jews. Like they weren't going to get Goyim. Right? So, they got from Alexandria, by Bekin, by Pita Maktoris. They were Bekin and Pita Maktoris. Ubimala Ashan, lo hayu Bekin. But they didn't have it. They didn't warrant Bekin in the Mala Ashan. Right? They were missing a detail. Shal Beis Avtinus Saisam and Taberis Faola. Uposev Yoredes. The Beis Avtinus smoke went straight up in a column and it came down, spread out. Vishel Elu, Haisaposa Miyad. It didn't go straight up. It just scattered right away. Kivach Yadu Chacham and Bedavar, once Chacham and they realized, Amru, Koma Sharar Kadosh Baruch Lechodo Bara, the Gomer. So everything is L'Shem Shemayim. So Sholcha Achareyim, same thing. Glory to Allah, they didn't want to come back. Achakafel and Scharan until they doubled the Schar. Shnei Masar Mona Hayinodlin V'Nasu Lehem Esrim Ba'arba, either 12 to 24. Review to Omer Esrim Ba'arba Hayinodlin V'Nasu Lehem Arba'im V'Shmona. 48. Amrulan, so they also asked, but Ma'ei Natam Rotsim Lilmod, L'Lamed. Why do you want to teach anybody? Share the wisdom. Right? There's a Sefer Chassidim, a Rabbi Yehuda Achaz, that says, if somebody knows Torah and doesn't share it, it's like a Navi, Shekovish Nevuasa. If he has the ability to share Torah, it's like Hashem gives you something. Torah is not a private thing, right? It's to share. So if somebody has the ability to share, they have a chiyuv to share. So why aren't you sharing? Amru lahen, misores biyadenu miavoseinu. We have a misora in our family. Shabbais hazeh asid l'charev. That the bias is going to be destroyed. Shlo yilmadu acherim. So we don't want other people to learn. V'yu osim kibbev ne'avodah zarah shalem. We don't want them to do Pita Maktoris in front of their Avodah Zarah. Dvarim b'dvarim halalu maskir nesol l'shvach. This, and Chazal were still upset about that. Because they said, don't worry about the future. Right now, you got to share the wisdom. But again, there's a detail that Chazal were happy about. B'dvarim halalu maskir nesol l'shvach. Shalo yatsas isha mishel echan mehen mevusemes me'olam. Their wives never wore perfume. Because, I think, from the Ketores. So, they lived above Chshad. And even if a woman from somewhere else married into their family, that was the deal. No perfume. So people wouldn't think that. This is probably going on both. Right? You should be clean in front of Hashem. Right, and from Israel, like we had earlier, by the Torim Shekel. Stop there for a moment. The question, remember, we learned, I think we discussed a week or so ago, right? You can't leave anything out by Pita Maktoris. right? If you leave one out, chizur akatz b'chol samaneh chayiv misa. And we even said from the Ramah, maybe that's why people don't have the minhag of saying it, but the Mefarshim said saying it is not the same thing as making it. But if you're making it, you can't leave one out. So what happens here? They left one by the Alexandria people. They tried to do it. What does it say? Mala Asham, lo hayabakiyin. They weren't bakis. So what? They only used 10? So what do you mean? You can't give a Torah. You can't do it without the Mala Ashan. So again, the Rishonim there in Yuma asked this question. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Esev Acher Sheshmo Mala Ashan Hayu Makirin Anshe Alexandria Shemchiser Bektores Chayemisa Dil Esfarim Shemuga Bohem Mala Ashan Kineg Di Enos Shemchubot. There was another type of Mala Ashan. There was one Malashan that went straight up. That was the best type. There was another type of Malashan that they were familiar with, and that counted. It was still the same type. And therefore, they were able to use that. Others say, there's some Achronim say, well, Malashan, if you have a sitter, Malashan, if you look at the lists of the Ktores, where's my Mishnah Melech? The Malashan, if you look at the Torah's list, as we have in Kisisa, let me just read the list of the Torah's Natav Shchelas Chelbana, Sami Levon Zaka. Vasik Torah's Roka Ban Sukim Lorta Kodav. Shachana Deik Vasame Devei Vei Shavu Shavu Chashama Kodesh Kodashim V'Chulu. Mala Ashan is not one of the 11. So some Rishonim say Mala Ashan was needed to like combine and make everything else go up straight. It was just as an added, right? The Mishnah LeMelech talks about this opinion and he rejects it. In Klei HaMikdash, here in Beis Gimel, he quotes this idea. Kedei Latakein, Umala Ashen Kedei Latakein, he quotes this from the Tur and others. Kedei Latakein Shei Ashen Metamer Va'ole, Umelech Stom Ezba L'Shum Tikun Acher. V'kiva Shein Embaim Elo Latikun, Lomanatam Torah Bechlal HaSamanim. And maybe even leaving them out is not an Isser, because after all, what's his Raya? That's leaving them out? In this case, the Anchi Alexandria. Right, they didn't live it, so he says no. Like the Tosfos Yeshanim says, maybe there was a different type of Mala Ashan. You can't leave anything out of the Torah. If you look in the Maritz Chayis on that Gemara, Maritz Chayis in the back of Yuma, he says maybe it's only Chayav Misa if you have it and you don't use it. If you're Ones and you can't, you don't have it, then nothing to talk about. Says the there's a couple of important Maritz Chayis is there. We have a daf lamed test we discussed. V'ulam yesh l'taretz dafka b'yesh mala ashan lefanenu oz chayev misa im lo nasan mala ashan b'socha k'tores. Aval enu ma'akev im lo nimsa esav zeh azayim aktirim aktores beheder esav zeh.
It's not one of the 11. So if you could get it, great. And if not, not. So that's what you have to say for the Anshi Alexandria. Anshi Alexandria. You allowed to live in Alexandria? Right? Right? Not allowed to live in Yalad Mitzrayim? So we'll see if there's time to get back to that. But we have to continue. Big daf today. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosa, Matzasi Tino Gechad, Mishel Beis Avtinas. I once met a little child from Beis Avtinas. Amarti lo b'ni, meze mishpachat, Amar li, mishpachat asponi, I'm from Beis Avtinas. Amarti lo b'ni, avusecha, lefishin is kavnu l'rabos, l'kvodan, ulamayib, kvod shamayim. You know what? Your forefathers, they were more interested in their own covenant. Meaning, I guess, Chazal didn't believe their reason of, oh, we're right at the Churban. They thought that they wanted to have the covet. They were worried about their own covet. Lefichach kvodam nismayid v'kvod shamayim nisrabe. Their own covet is nismayid, as the Mishnah says in Yuma, and kvod shamayim wins. Kvod shamayim wins because the kvod shamayim is question exactly what kvod shamayim was. You look in the Karbana Eda here. Sha'amru ha'aseres ha'shvatim ha elokenu ha'kshot afilu lebeisi lo nasavapin. The question about what exactly. It might just be the contrast, right? The Taklan Chazatin here says in the Bavli Kvoda Makom Bimkomo Umiyed Kvodan. Hashem is the Kavod Hashem never goes down. Doesn't say it's Nisrabe. Never goes down. Amar Rabbi Akiva Sachli Shimon Ben Luga Malaka Desi Asav Imani Vitino Kechad. Rav Shimon Ben Luga told me one time I and a child were gathering grass. Mishal Beis Avtinas Reisi Osa and he was Tinok Echad Mishal Beis Avtinas. Verisi oso shabacha, verisi oso shachach. I saw he was crying and he was laughing. Amar to the bini lama bachisa. Why are you crying? Amar li al kavod beisabash in his might.
The Kabei Saba, we're not able to make the Torahs anymore. V'loma shikachta, why do you smile? Amarli ala kavad amasukan l'sadigim l'salavo. I thought about the future. I thought about the future based on Mikdash. V'umara Isa, and what did you see that made you remind, that made you think about these things? Male ashan l'negdi. I just saw a male ashan. Maybe nobody else recognized it. But he did. He's from the family. Numesi lo b'ni hareli, show it to me. Amarlo Rebbe says, no, Masoras biyadami avosai, shlo larosa labirya. I can't show it to anybody. I'm sworn to secrecy. I'm sworn to secrecy, and therefore I can't show it to anybody. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Paga, there's another story, remember, about Rabbi Akiva. Also, he laughed, he cried, he spit when he was that matronisa in Nedarim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Paga bizake nechon mishal beisavtinus umagila saman biyado. I once met an older man from Beis Avtinus, and he had the list of Samamanim and all the instructions on a cloth. Amarli, and he said to me, Rebbe, l'shaver hayu Beis Avet Snuin v'yu Moser and some Megillah Zos, we used to be very private, and we only gave this the Megillah, Elu le'elu. We gave this Megillah privately, one to the other. V'yachshav she'enam ne'emanim, but now, there's no more Beis Avmigdash. We don't have the family anymore. You know what? Helech has a Megillah. You take it. V'hizarba, you take it. You take it. When I, who's this? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. When I told this story to Rabbi Akiva, Zolgoin of Damascus, he started crying. They shouldn't be Lagnai. Right? Meaning, maybe Rabbi Akiva is saying, we were all wrong. All the years we thought they were covering something up. But you see, it was L'shem Shemayim. Because you see here, there's no more covet. There's no more, and they gave it. They gave it. It was true. There's a question that, okay, so if Rabbi Akiva thought it was, you shouldn't be Lagnai, so why did they mention Lagnai in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi has them Lagnai in the Mishnah. Right, so what happened? So it must be something it's not totally removed. Okay. Elazar, right, see on the top, in the Karban Eda. Me'ata, in l'skim Lagnai. Shari Nikar, shakam, anasal ma'isal shamayim. Shari Achshav, masr lahagun, av bishen mishvachto. He gave it to a non-family member. Okay. Elazar, ala parochas, shayim emunal, orge parochos. He was in charge of the weavers of the parochas. Pinchas Amalbish, Shaya Malbish, Big Dekuna Gadola. Pinchas Amalbish, he made sure he was the dresser of the Kohen Gadol. Interesting here, it says the Big Dekuna Gadola. Is it only the Kohen and Hedyos, they were able to get dressed themselves? Only the Kohen Gadol? Right, and earlier, the Malbish, just in the Mishnah, you would have thought it's all the Kohenim. And that's how there was some, I think the Rambam said it, and we saw it, it's all the Kohanim, but our Gemara, at least, Kohen Gadol. There's a lot to talk about the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. I think I mentioned Rav Sadyagon discusses. So I saw it's in, actually Rav Sadyagon, and Rav Yochanan Fishel points this out in, if you want to look in the third volume, page 436. So he points out, right, remember the poem of Rav Sadyagon. Hashma, he has Aseis, Los Aseis, and Parshios. Parshios. So one of his Parshios are Hashmone Begadim Latif Eres. He's Medayek that according to Rav Sadyagon, it's not a mitzvah. The Rambam, remember, counts as a mitzvah Aseis for the Kohanim to wear the Begadim. So the Rav Sadyagon, he assumes it's a chiyav on the tzibur to make the Begadim. What does the Torah say? V'yasisa Begdei Kodesh, V'yasisa. It's a mitzvah on the tzibur, it's not a mitzvah on the Kohanim at all. That Tzibur is a chiyuv to make the Begadim? And then he says, is it only a mitzvah to make the big day Kuna Gedola? Is that possible? And not the Kuna Gedola, not the Kohen Hedyot? He doesn't think that, but he discusses, is there a difference between the Begadim? Begadim here, again, not for now, but that's Rav Fisher Perla, if you want to look it up, in that section. Okay, let's continue. Ma'isav HaKohen Echad Shel Bish Le'is Tartiyot Echad. There was a Kohen who garbed a certain type of certain soldier, and as payment for helping him get dressed, he gave him 8 gold coins. Right, so you see, getting dressed is a big service. Therefore, you see, people pay money for somebody to help them get dressed. Period. Ein pochsin, says the next Mishnah. Once we're talking about people in charge of different offices, so now how many officers in general were there in the base of Mikdash. A pochsin mishiva markolon, there were at least 7 supervisors, v'shlosha gizbarin, and 3 gizbarin that dealt with the money. Vein osin sura latzibur, b'mamon pochsin mishtayim. Any financial responsibility is always at least 2 people. That's just a good idea. We're going to see it's based on a pasuk 2. Chutz mi ben achiyah shacholi me'ayim be'elazar shal haparoches, except those 2 that we already mentioned, ben achiyah the doctor, and elazar on the paroches, sha'usan kiblu latzibur aleihem. those two, the Tzibur said, you know what? We trust those people and we're Makabel, Ki'ilu there too, so to speak. And therefore they're good enough. And also not less than two kaslikin, another level of officer. Hadu d'chsiv, where do you see all these mentioned in the pasuk? You see this mentioned in the psukim in Divrei Hayamim. V'yechia v'azazyahu v'nachas, those three gizbarin. That's three gizbarin. V'asol v'rimos v'yozeved v'eliel v'yesmachihu umachazu b'nayahu. Those are Markolin, right? Those seven. Pekidim miyad konan yahu achiv, katilikin, those are the two katilikin. Bimifkad yechizkiyo hamelach vazaryahu negid beis olakim hamelach v'kohen gadol. Right, so all of these you see are ramuz in the descriptions of the positions in Divrei Hayamim. One final section, Kshuchosim, whenever the Gizbar had a seal, some type of, you know, to make money safe and close it up, there were much security. Kshuchosim, a Gizbar, Chosim, and also Amarkol. He first closed it and, let's say, he signed his name over there and gave it to the Amarkol above him. Markol, Chosim, and also Katlikon, Katlikon, Chosim, and also going Godol, Kogodol, Chosim, and also Melech. They all signed it one on top of the other one. So it was all safe. Nobody could remove it. Shumatir, and when it was undone to get the ones inside, they went backwards. Hamelach roach osamo umatir. The Melach sees his signet, he undoes it. Kohen Gadol roach osamo umatir. Katalikin roach osamo umatir. Marko roach osamo umatir. Gizba roach osamo umatir. They all undo it, and then they're able to, take whatever is inside with this security all in place. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Ein Osin.